is the best place to start just, you know, from about 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter, or and just talk us through the emotions of the ups and the downs of that 10 seconds and the minute and a half of overtime?
Yeah, lacrosse, it's a pretty crazy game. Obviously, anything can happen. You know, it's pretty cliche, but you're down, but you're never out in this game. So we know when Bowie and Haas go up and pressure the ball, when we had our goalie pulled, two of the most athletic guys and best defenders in the league. So we knew they got a good chance of causing a turnover. And then with Clark Peterson lobbing the ball and the play Mike Messenger made to track down that loose ball and dive and hit Tarasenko's stick was a game saver for us. Haas, obviously, he'll get the credit for the goal and stuff, but Mess deserves all the credit for the hard work play he made.
When that goal by Austin went in, just describe that flood of emotion and knowing that you guys, for as long as you've waited, are now going to the National Lacrosse League Finals.
Yeah, it's it's crazy to even, I don't even think it's really sunk in yet. Like, just even hearing you say that is pretty surreal. And, you know, it's my fifth or sixth year in the league, and this is my first playoff run. So, it feels pretty good, and I'm probably going to get a little emotional, but obviously job's not done, and you know, Buffalo's going to be a tall task, and you know, they're a veteran group who've been there obviously before the last 5 years, I'm pretty sure, and you know, I'm confident in whoever we play. You know, our group is some of the best guys I've ever been around, and I know no matter how the score goes, we're gonna put our best foot forward and give it our all.
It's not been an easy road for you guys, but to have some type of magical moment that happened here tonight, what does this do for this group and bonding you guys even further as you get ready for the biggest series of your lives?
Yeah, for sure. We had a little joke, like we just kept saying we don't want to play tomorrow, right? Like, back-to-backs are tough, and especially if we were to drop this one tonight, going into a do-or-die is obviously hard when you lose less than 24 hours before. So, winning this is huge. I think it's a huge relief off of our shoulders and a lot of pressure gone. And obviously now we start fresh with a fresh series. And, you know, Buffalo's a tough place to play. But like I said, I think we're a pretty confident group. And like you said, like how that game ended, you know, there's a lot of obstacles that can be put in our way. But I don't think there's anything that we can't overcome. So I'm pretty excited for Friday.
There was a lot of players who went into the tying goal and the game-winning goal, like you said. But Matt Hossick ties it, Austin Shanks wins it, two guys who weren't on this team at the beginning of last season.
Yeah.
What have they brought to this team, let alone from what they accomplished here tonight?
Yeah, everything. You know, Haas is he's up for D of the Year, and in my eyes, I think he's going to win that award. And obviously, he's the best defender in the world. On ball, I don't think anyone's going to beat him one-on-one. He's unbelievable. Pushing transition, he's great. He's smart, makes the right decision. And then Shanksy brings a different element to our offense. You know, we have a lot of fast, speedy guys, and Shanksy kind of slows the game down and makes everyone play at his pace, and it's huge. He's a guy who can go off every night. Like, he's got one of the best shots. If you give him time and room, like you saw on the power play there, it was just a matter of time till they started dropping. I thought we actually kind of outplayed him. I think the shots just weren't dropping for us, and you know, Manzi made a joke. He said he can't hit the net tonight, and then he got the one to make it 8-9, so or 9-8. So, he scored when it mattered. So, Hossick and Shanks are two of the best in the game, and they've really turned this franchise around for the better.
It seemed like, I know on Friday, Coach talked about, you know, the main things that he wanted to see was discipline and composure. And I mean, if you watch the highlights, you wouldn't have known about all the sort of the game within the game. Mm-hmm. Watching it tonight, it seemed like war, you know, for your offense out there, just trying to get around guys.
For sure.
You know, all the extra curriculars. Was that more than usual? Like, not to the sense of they were getting away with everything, but is that more rough and tumble of a defender group that you guys would go up against?
Yeah, they're big, they're tough, they're strong. Like, their offense is a big offense as well, who doesn't mind throwing bodies around. And they're a tough team. Like, we knew it was going to be a hard test. And obviously getting that one in Halifax, it's a little scary when you know you have home floor advantage and you start on the road. So last week winning that game was a huge momentum shift for us. And then coming back home, we feel confident. Two games in a row, if we had to. I think we're not going to drop two in a row at home. So, yeah, to answer your question, they're good defense. Like, Graham Hossick, Jake Withers, two of the best in the business. And credit to Jake Naso for going head-to-head with Withers for two straight games and probably getting the better of him tonight as well. So, yeah, they're big, they're tough, they're mean out there. So obviously their backs were against the wall and they were just doing anything to kind of hold on and keep their season alive. So it was a good game. I think in playoffs, always the edge is going to be raised a little bit. So a little more clutching, grabbing, a couple punches here and there. But yeah, all in all, it was a good game.
You mentioned that this is your first playoff run. Now going to the NLL Finals, how important for you is it to just take it quarter by quarter, not let the emotions get to you, whether it's highs or lows?
For sure. It's kind of a weird spot because I'm a veteran on the team and obviously wear a letter on my jersey, but trying to calm the guys down in the same sense when I'm trying to calm down as well. So it's tough. I've never been in these situations in the NLL and it's all new to me, but you know, I love the challenge and playoff lacrosse. There's nothing better. I know I've only played 3 games, but I'll take a 3-0 record and hopefully we can keep it going.
You know, this franchise always looks back to those 2015 to 2018 years, the championship run, the dynasty. After some lean years of not making the playoffs, to be giving the spark of lacrosse here in the province again, what does that mean to you?
It's huge, right? Rush Nation is always behind us and hopefully we can get a packed barn for the finals here, but yeah, it's huge. You know, that 2015 to 2018, that was a dynasty. Like, they were unbelievable. And, you know, even growing up watching those guys, I came into the league 2019, 2020, so just a year after those championships. And, you know, I see a lot of the same stuff that we're doing now that resembled there. And obviously going to the finals is going to be huge, no matter the outcome for this group. But obviously our end goal is to win the championship every single year. And that'll never waver, no matter how good we think we're going to be at the start of the year. But obviously now we're however many games in and going to the championship, and we know that we're that good now. So I think it's huge for our group, and we know that we can run with Buffalo. We can play with Buffalo. They've been there before, but I don't think it's too far of a task for us to accomplish. So I'm excited for the opportunity.
Yeah,